There are 6 concerts in the Lansing Symphony Orchestra 2017-18 season. I got to take a quick tour of some of the highlights with the LSO's maestro, Timothy Muffett. In November this year, during their 2nd concert of the season, the Lansing Symphony's maestro, Timothy Muffett, gets to relax while an MSU professor takes the reins and goes for Baroque.
Yes, entirely Baroque. And David Rail is our guest conductor for this program. He'll rehearse both orchestra and chorus together, and I'll have the pleasure of enjoying it from the audience perspective.
During January's LSO concert, a homecoming of sorts, as David Cooper, who recently became principal French hornist with the Berlin Philharmonic, David comes home to play Glière's horn concerto. And once a season, the LSO tries to bring back a native to perform with the home orchestra.
David Cooper is certainly one of them. He's a Grand Ledge native, is very quick to credit the extraordinary music education he got here in our area as preparing him to win easily one of the biggest jobs in the world for what he does as principal horn of the Berlin Philharmonic.
While composer Eric Wolfgang Korngold's violin concerto, it's pretty much become a standard repertoire piece nowadays, Maestro Muffett selected another work of his for the Lansing Symphony's February concert, the Korngold Symphony, which lasts just shy of an hour.
I feel like this symphony is a work that's going to come into the standard repertoire. It has qualities that I think a 21st century audience is really going to latch onto. You know, Korngold was one of the first great film composers. That wasn't by his design. It's what he did to pay the bills. The musical language that made him a great film composer also makes him a great symphonist.
The March LSO concert includes a century-long nod to a local musician, James Niblock.
This will be the year of Mr. Niblock's 100th birthday. He was a former concertmaster of the Lansing Symphony, still living in the area. He was also on the faculty at Michigan State University. How exciting to present this work there. And I spoke with him, and this was the work that he suggested for our program. I'm really excited to be including it in this concert.
Joining the Niblock Three Dances on that March concert is another three, the Third Symphony of Jean Sibelius.
It might have a directness of expression that is greater than some of the other symphonies.
There is a mystery piece in the Lansing Symphony season finale concert in May of next year. It's because that piece and soloist will be decided when Kalamazoo's Gilmour Foundation crowns their young artist next season, and the Lansing Symphony has already booked that winner, whoever it will be.
Every 2 years we get a Gilmour artist, and they never disappoint.
But this final LSO concert in May of next year ends with a bang, and Mazursky's famed Pictures at an Exhibition with the Great Gate of Kiev.
This is one of the great works in the repertoire of the Mussorgsky Ravel orchestration, the Pictures in an Exhibition, and I think will wrap things up in a very uplifting way.
Tomorrow on WKAR, Maestro Muffett will speak to us about that concert where the audience gets to choose what the LSO will play. You can visit WKAR.org for a link to the Lansing Symphony's 2017-18 season, or visit LansingSymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.